This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen who have decided who have commanded all of us to fast in the month of Ramadan And he is the one who also command us to leave Ramadan with Eid, with Takbir. Meaning, if you keep on fasting, it's not something that pleases Allah. Pleasing Allah means you try to do what Allah wants you to do, and you stop doing what that Allah dislikes. Look at the example of fasting and the breaking of fast. The Prophet ﷺ remind his ummah, as long as we break fast, as soon when sunset comes in, then your Islam is considered good. Delaying is not good. Even we think that, what's wrong if I delay half an hour? No. When the time for you to break, you must break. It's just like, when the time for you to pray, then the Prophet ﷺ said, Khairul A'mal. Or he said, Al A'mal Ahabba ilallah as-salatu ala waqtiha. Not say you can't pray later on, but you must try your best to do what that Allah loves most. If He loves you to be hasten to do thing that is good, then you must do it fast. You don't take your sweet time, because we do not know what is going to happen to all of us. Alhamdulillah, we like to thank all our imam, the young and the old one, whether they are local or foreigner, who have been very patient with us every night. And we love to thank all the Jummah who respond to the Qiyam in our day one, from day one. And tonight is the last night. Even tomorrow we are still fasting, but there's no Qiyam after tomorrow. After tonight. Qiyam means there's no congregational Qiyam. If you still want to continue with Tahajjud, and that's where Tahajjud come in. Outside of Ramadan, you don't call Qiyam Ramadan. Either you call Tahajjud or Qiyamul Layl. It's the same prayer. But the Muslim today are very confused. They are very confused because their understanding of Salah is only doing this night prayer. Their understanding towards concept of worship is only prayer. But worshipping Allah meaning you are doing something that please Allah, that get you closer to Allah. One of the ayah that our imam was reciting about what made the prophets and the messenger of Allah so different than all of us is because the prophet have a mission and the messengers have to act upon the mission. He have to execute the mission. Nuh alayhi salam said to Allah, I have been calling my people day and night, but only a small number of them respond to my da'wah. But he was calling his people day and night. That makes us different. Why we are so good in the eye of Allah? Why Allah said we are the best nation? Kuntum khayra ummah. We are not just any ummah, but the best. Why? Because the job, the responsibility of the messenger of Allah is no more on the prophet, because there's no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the responsibility is on all our shoulder today. We have been fasting the whole month, charging our battery, increasing our iman, increasing our knowledge every night, preparing ourselves to have a lot of sabr, like how you control your patience in Ramadan. Then it is time. After this, we have to be very proactive and we have to move out and reach out to other people. We know that tomorrow, maybe some of you will be leaving towards different direction, meet up family members, family reunion. You have a mission too. Whatever you have learned, it is not right for you to just visit them and say nothing except Selamat Hari Raya, Maaf Zahir Batin. There's no value on that. Of course you say Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum, may Allah accept all our deeds and your deeds. And in the same time, we have to remind each other. about our deen, about our iman. Make sure that none of our family members that we visit is committing shirk. It's our duty. Each time when I went to visit some group of people, I always found someone doing shirk. So what should we do? Just keep quiet? No, we have to say something. You have the scissors, GIM 34, WQQ 2987. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we are traveling. We hope that we are going to travel with our knowledge. We have to do our da'wah. What went wrong to this nation today? We thought that when we are talking to our people, reminding our people, Muslim brothers, sisters, our cousin, our niece, we thought that that is da'wah. That is not da'wah. Da'wah is calling people who are not yet Muslim. We have failed to carry out this mission until today. Meaning we don't care. When we know that we have good neighbor, good friend who are not yet Muslim, we don't even bother about their future. But we love them. What do you mean you love them and you leave them committing shirk, did not call them to Islam, you did not try to introduce Islam to them? Da'wah is calling people who are not yet Muslim. I'm talking to you every night here, this is not my da'wah. This is just a reminder. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah remind us to remind each other with the reminder of Allah. Not reminding each other according to how you feel, how I feel. No, what Allah wants us to remind each other. Because by reminding each other with the reminder of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, then it will bring benefit. But if you don't remind people with the Quran and the sunnah, there's no benefit. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ The thing that will bring benefit to the believer is only when you remind people with what Allah said in His book. Like the Prophet said, "Adinu nasiha." Also, when I'm talking to all of you, brother and sister, I'm not doing da'wah. I'm just giving some nasiha. Adinu nasiha. Then the companion asked the Prophet, "Liman ya Rasulullah? For who do we make nasiha?" Now see the Prophet responded, "Lillah, for Allah, for the sake of Allah. Not only for the sake of Allah, wal kitabihi, it must be guided by His book. Wal sunnati rasuli, and also by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That is called nasiha. But if somebody is giving you some advice, but there's no dalil in the advice, just opinion, hearsay, that is not nasiha. Nasiha, the Prophet said, "Lillah wali kitabihi wali rasulihi." Meaning, when you give a person a nasihat, you say, "I'm giving a nasihat." Your nasihat must be based on the wahyu, not how you feel, what Allah said. Like what all the messenger was doing, "Wama yantiku anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha." They will never say anything to anyone except what was revealed to them. Not your nafs. And Allah again said to us, "Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun." All believers, male and female, they are like one big family. And as a family, we know we do have problem. Do we have problem, brother and sister? As a family, sometimes small family, small problem. Big family, big problem. More family, more problem. Problem is there. That is why Allah said, "فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ." Among Muslim, there's no da'wah. Either is nasiha either is reminder, either you call islah. Islah means you try to reconcile again. What is not correct, you correct each other. But the real da'wah is not been carried out by a lot of Muslims. We have been learning day and night, year after year, week after week, month after month, we have been learning about the religion. But still we fail to convey the message of Allah. Something is very wrong with what we are doing. Are we proud of what we are doing, brother and sister? No, not yet. Because if you don't convey the message, you commit qiyana. You have betrayed Allah. Allah revealed the Quran for us to read. We were given the opportunity to read the Quran, to understand. Then it is our duty to share it with others, and we fail to do that. We are so busy learning the deen day and night, we have no time to think and reflect how to bring the message of Islam to others. And that's why every Saturday, tomorrow is what day? Saturday. The last Saturday of Ramadan. We have classes specially tailored for people who are not yet Muslim and people who are new to Islam. For the new one, we hope they understand Islam properly. Islam that was revealed by Allah and the Prophet ﷺ. Yes, Sunnah. Not opinion. Sunday will be our Eid day, inshallah. And sometimes for people who are new to Islam are very confused. What should they wear? Sometimes they are confused. Must a dress baju kurung for the woman, then only hari raya? Must the man only wear baju Melayu, songkok, or jubah, then only raya? They are also very confused. They are worried. How should I dress? Huh? I say, how you dress every day? This is how you dress. But it is highly recommended to wear the new dress if you have any new one. But if you don't have the new one, what is hanging in the cupboard is also new. Yeah? That means what you wear today and tomorrow on Sunday, you change the one that is hanging in the cupboard. The fresh one is also new. It's not necessary that every year you have new clothes. Completely new, no. It's not necessary to have new shoes. Everything new, no. The important thing is have the new iman. New conduct, behavior. We must be more positive, more constructive. And that's how we have to move on. And this is very, very important. It is highly recommended for people who want to perform Eid prayer. Number one, you take a bath, religious bath, ghusul. You dress the new clothes, or those who are hanging in the cupboard also is new, don't worry. Yeah. Then you wear some perfume for the men so that you smell good. Have a light breakfast. Have breakfast first, but not a heavy one, a light one. Then you are ready to move out to the musalla, the place to perform your Eid prayer. And you know, even last night, people are starting, my neighbor is starting the firework already. Yeah. Everybody is very impatient. They are doing all the firework. We know that we are not supposed to engage in that kind of celebration anymore. There is mubazir. You are burning money, and it's haram. Wasting, burning money is haram. What more? Sound pollution, you know, is not good. The best word, that's why a da'wah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. That's what we should do. Everybody should make takbir. But the man used to make takbir, not the woman. The women are very shy. Islam never said only men takbir. Men, women, everyone who fast, they will break their Ramadan with takbir. Allah in the Quran said, وَلِتُعِدُّ what Allah said in the Quran, وَلِتُعْمِلُ الْإِدَّةَ وَلِتُقْمِلُ الْإِدَّةَ وَلِتُقَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَا أَلَكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Whether you are grateful and thankful to Allah that you are able to fast in Ramadan or not, how you show your gratefulness to Allah? By making takbir. Everyone who fasts, they should make takbir. May Allah make it easy for all of us, brothers and sisters. Ameen. What I like to share with all of you, brothers and sisters, or those who are not going to see us until other activities that we are going to have. We have Saturday activities that you can participate, you can come and help us. If you do not know how to call people who are not yet Muslim to come to Islam, you can come and participate in our Saturday activities. At least you learn what you can do to help the reverts. As long as you participate, then inshallah we will not be questioned by Allah in the Day of Judgment. If not, Allah is sure to question all of us. It's just like we are here every night to participate in our Qiyam, and the way we organize our Saf, and the way we inform the Imam to make sure that they recite Al-Fatiha Ayah wa Ayah. Why? Because this is what the Prophet wants us to do. We are trying to implement the Sunnah. We hope that this Sunnah will not die when Ramadan ends, but it is the beginning to make sure stronger and stronger by our commitment. Only through our commitment this Sunnah can be strong. But after Ramadan, if all of us is going back and then be like normal again, that show that we have failed. Ramadan is a jihad month to prepare ourselves. So firstly, we like to remind all the good brothers and sisters who are not going to be with us. When the cut off. For all of you to forgive all of us who have not been pleasing you every night here. I don't know whether I'm pleasing all of you or not. If the Imam also is not pleasing you, also we hope you forgive the Imam. Yeah, sometimes maybe the Imam recite too long, and it make our kusho also change from kusho. We do not know what to say. We get upset. So the imam is trying the best, to do their best. So Allah accept our prayer, inshallah. Allah accept our patience, inshallah, and reward us kindly. And if there's any food, any drink that everybody have offered here, may Allah reward all of you kindly, inshallah. Everything that you do for the sake of Allah, Allah is sure to repay you. We don't have the means to repay you, but Allah is sure to repay you. We hope after this, all of us become more active and proactive to move forward, to make sure that our deen of Islam, i'la'i kalimatullah al-uliyah, we are going to uphold the deen of Islam. We are going to spread the word La ilaha illallah to all our friends, to all our relatives who are still far away from this deen. So may Allah make it easy for all of us. Those who are traveling, don't forget to make the dua of the musafir so that Allah will make your journey a safe one, inshallah. And when you are traveling, now you can practice Salatul Qasar. You shorten your prayer, you can combine your prayer, make jama and so on, to show you how beautiful Islam is and how simple the deen of Islam is. May Allah bless all of us. And for those who are not going to be with us for Saturday, we wish you the best. And for those who are going to see us on Sunday, because tomorrow, he's still in the ICU, so don't forget to pray for him. Remember Dr. Maqbool. The name is very easy to remember, Dr. Maqbool. Pray for him. May Allah give him a fast recovery. And pray to all our family members, to our jama'ah who are not well. May Allah Rabbul Alamin answer our prayer. Amin Ya Rabbul Alamin. Wa bila tawfiqi wal akhri da'wana walhamdulillah bil alamin. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Recite this together. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.